One of the more challenging and difficult issues that people often face when they come back from year or years in Eretz Yisrael is how to relate to certain relatives that they grew up believing and assuming that it was okay to touch and to hug and to kiss, because how could you not give a kiss to Aunt Sadie after she gives you money every year on your birthday? And then you discover that there are actually halachas about this kind of thing. And how do you deal with those kinds of situations? What is the halachic background? This isn't only for us. This is also very nogea to Balei Tshuva, where people are going to be deeply insulted. Someone's not going to kiss their sister anymore when he sees her. She's going to be deeply insulted. So is there any heter, so to speak? What the background information is? How do we deal with these kinds of situations? So the basic background, most important thing to know, is the famous machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam in Hilchos Issur Abia Parachav Aleph Halacha Aleph writes that it's an Issur da Oraisa to do Chibuk V'Nishuk with Arayos as well. It's not only Bia that's an Issur da Oraisa, Chibuk V'Nishuk, hugging and kissing, affectionate touching, is also Asur Mida Oraisa. Shulchan Aruch and Ebenezer Simon Chaf Se'if Aleph Paskins this way, that it's an Issur da Oraisa. There are Midrashim that seem to say this way explicitly. There's Navas Rabbi Nassan Parak Bey seems to say this way explicitly. Nevertheless, the Ramban in his Hasagos to the Sefer HaMitzvos on Los Hasei Shin Nun Gimel says that he disagrees. He thinks that it's only an Issur d'Rabbanan, that Chibuk V'Nishuk V'Derech Chiba is not Asur Midaraisa, only Midrabbanan. Interestingly, in the Sefer Kedoshim Tiyu on page 42 in footnote number 14, he quotes from Rav Kook in the Sefer Shabbos Ha'aretz Kuntros Achron Perek Zayin, who says that even the Ramban, who supposedly says that it's only an Issur d'Rabbanan, would only say that it's an Issur d'Rabbanan if done occasionally. But if done consistently, even the Ramban would be moded that that's lo sikra v'legalos erva. That's already a violation of Nisr d'Oraisa. I don't know where Rav Kook's rayos are, but that's what he quotes Chiddush that Rav Neria told him, b'shem Rav Kook. Now, what about Negiya that's not b'derech chiba at all, where it's not for any sort of affection or any sort of sensation or whatever, it just happens to be touching. So Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva about subways, about riding a subway, a crowded subway, where you're likely to bump into members of the opposite gender, and whether it's permissible to get on such a subway. So Rav Moshe writes in Ebn Ezer Chelik Bey, Simen Yudalid, that Negiya shalo b'derech chiba is 100% mutter. It's not in Issur d'Rabbanan, not in Issur d'Oraisa, it's completely not even a minhag, it's totally mutter. Rabbi Henkin, Rabbi Yehuda Herzl Henkin, the grandson of the Rabbi Henkin that you've heard of, in his Shalos Tshuvas B'nai Banim, he has a nice tshuva sefer, he is magdir, probably very different than Rav Moshe, but he's magdir what would be called the kind of negiyah that would be asur. He says any negiyah that would likely be done as a prelude to bia. But no one, as a prelude to bia, shakes hands. So he holds, for that reason, that shaking hands is completely mutter. That's a major discussion in the poskim, but that's his svara. The problem that Rav Moshe faces with saying that negiya shelo b'derech chiba is totally permissible is that the Beis Yosef in Yardeis and Kuf Tzadi Hein, Hilchos Nida, seems to assume that for a man who's a doctor to do a medical examination on his wife when she's a Nida, it's Yaharig Val Yavar. That it's Abizraya Degila Arayus and absolutely Harig Val Yavar. And Ein Negiya Shalo B'Derech Chiba Gadol Mizad, that he's doing a medical examination, and still, then Beis Shmuel Simon Chaf Sifkat Nalv quotes this and holds this way, that it's Asura Filu Shalo B'Derech Chiba. So if Moshe writes, no, that's not a problem, that's talking about a man with Ishto Nida. A man with Ishto Nida is much more Chamer type of Isurim than with just regular Arayos. Now, at what age does it start becoming a problem? Meaning, some people want to know, they have cousins that are 3 years old, 4 years old, so what, they can't hold the cousin's hand when they cross the street? Let her fend for herself? At what age does it become a problem? So this is a very fundamental machlokas between the Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish. The Mishnah Berurah in Bir Halacha Siminayin Hey, Dibur Maskel Tefach, says that in terms of dressing tznius dik and all these types of things, it starts from the age of 3. In Eretz Yisrael, there are many, many communities, and even in America, there are many communities where they're noheg like this Bir Halacha, that the girls are already wearing tights with full-length skirts and sleeves and everything, already from the age of 3. The Chazon Ish in Or Chaim Siman Tes Zayin Os Ches doesn't agree. He says, no, it's not the age of three. It would be at the age when a girl becomes a young lady, when she's not just a little baby anymore. How do you define that? Chazon Ish said, I can't give you a number. I can't give you an exact age. It really depends on the girl. Some girls are very little, and it's not going to happen until they're 8 or 9 years old, maybe. Some girls are a little bit bigger, and maybe already by the age of six, they're already not a baby anymore. Rav Shechter was magdirit the following way. Rav Shechter said, when my daughters got to the stage where when my talmidim would come over to my house, they wouldn't put they would know intuitively that they shouldn't take my daughter on their lap. That's when I figured they started viewing her as a young lady, not as just a little kid anymore, not as just a little baby. So when people start treating her in a different way, a little bit more like a young adult, so that's when the Chazon Ish says these types of issues would come into play. What about too old? Is there a maximum age where you say, come on, that person is so old, it can't possibly be a problem? So Shulchan Aruch says yichud is asur even for old people. Shulchan Aruch is explicit in Siman Chav Beis and Eben Ezer Sif Aleph that even for old people. Rav Moshe in Eben Ezer Chelek Dal Siman Lamed Ches says that even if the person is not just old, but they're unable to do a Maisa Biya, still there's an Isra of Yichud and Chibuk V'Nishuk. Because Rav Moshe says Chibuk V'Nishuk is an Isra Daraisa in its own right, according to the Rambam. It's not only lest you come to the, it's its own Isra Daraisa. So if they're capable of doing Chibuk V'Nishuk and getting some pleasure from it, and he says, who's going to say that someone who's 90 years old can't get pleasure from Chibuk V'Nishuk? I don't know, but it's very possible that he does get some pleasure from Chibuk V'Nishuk. So Rav Moshe says that it's going to be Asir. Tzitz Eliezer disagrees. Tzitz Eliezer says if a person is at, old people, yes, it is a problem. But if a person is at an age where he can't have Bia anymore, he's physically incapable of having Bia, so before medications were developed to solve that problem, but the Tzitz Eliezer says that if a person is at such an age, that's going to be already no Isra Yichud anymore. Because Yichud is only a Siyag, even though it's Nisa Daraisa, it's a Siyag Daraisa to prevent Bia. If Bia can't happen, then Yichud won't. Now, L'chora, according to the Rambam, Chibuk V'Nishuk is also Siyag D'Oraisa. In Rav Yosef Engel's big piece on Siyag D'Oraisa, where he has 23 examples of Siyag D'Oraisa, Chibuk V'Nishuk L'shitas HaRambam is also an example of Siyag D'Oraisa. So according to that Svara, then maybe Tzitz Eliezer would say the same thing about Chibuk V'Nishuk, that there wouldn't be a problem with Chibuk V'Nishuk with someone who's so old that they're incapable of a Maisa Biya. What about relatives? Is it different with relatives and with other people? So there's a Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel that's somewhat confusing. The Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yud Gimel, Amud Aleph, says that Ula used to kiss his sisters Abeya Dayhu. Now it's unclear exactly where he kissed them. It's a major discussion in the Rishonim, but he would kiss his sisters. Then the Gemara said, you know, that's against what Ula holds. Ula doing this is against what Ula holds. Because Ula holds you're supposed to be very careful about these things. He'd always tell a Nazir, Amri le Nazir, Schar Schar le Karmel le Sikrav, that a Nazir should stay away from a vineyard, a person should stay away from playing with fire. You shouldn't be kissing your sisters. So Tosa says, yeah, but for Ula it was okay because he knew he wouldn't have any bad thoughts because he was such a tzaddik. But for regular people, it's a problem. Gemara in Kedushin Pe'alef and Beis tells us about one of the Amoraim taking his granddaughter on his lap, and even though she was already married, she was already Narusa to somebody else, and he thought it was okay. The Rambam in Hilchos Issur Biya Perech Aval of Halacha Vav has some very harsh words for people who hug and kiss their sisters, their aunts. The Rambam says it's a davar maguna, it's a maisa tipshim. He says and he has very, very strong terminology. I can't find it right now. The Mar Makom Asur in front of me, but the Rambam has extremely strong terminology in describing. Here it is. Your aunt, your sister, even though I know the Rambam says I'm not sick, I know you don't have taivas for your sister, and I know there's no anah. Father, daughter, mother, son, that's it. Anything else, you stay away from all the arvas. So that Rambam is paskin in Shulchan Aruch. Now Rav Moshe in Yoredei Chelbeisim Kuflam Zayin says that even though by definition it's not derech taiva, because it's your sister, you don't have taiva for your sister, the Rambam acknowledges that, it's still usher, because then you might come to be lenient b'shara rayos. And Rav Moshe says, and that's why Ula was able to be mekel, because someone who even b'shara rayos, it's likely not to have such taiva, because for him it's doma like Keshura, like the Gemara Gemara in Ksubis about the people who would put the kala on their shoulders, that it's like a beam on the shoulders. They had no sensation, no feeling from it. So then maybe for such a tzaddik, it's okay, at least with the sister. The Otsar Poskim brings from the Bate Kuhuna that is quoted in Ramanasha Klein's Tshuva's Mishnah Halachos Chelitasim and Reish Samach Tes, that the language of the Rambam implies that it's actually not Aser. Why does the Rambam go crazy about this? Maisa Tipshim, Davar Maguna, tell me it's Aser. Aser is much worse than Maisa Tipshim, Davar Maguna. So he says, yeah, it's much worse, that this isn't really an Iser. The Rambam's just saying that it's not something that's appropriate. Most poskim assume that when the Rambam says v'davar asur hu, that he means that it's actually an isser also. But there is such a daya that's out there. Now, is there any room to be mekel? So there are the following three tzadim lahakel that I'm aware of. Rav Menashe Klein in that shuvan, Chelik Tesim and Reish Samach Tes, writes gadol kavod abrios, that he writes a tshuva to someone who's a bal tshuva, sister was getting married. Minag is, under the chuppah, everyone kisses everybody. That's what Rabbi Willick says. Right after the chuppah, just get out of there as soon as possible. There's a kiss fest going on, and there's a lot of bad things. A lot of people who shouldn't be kissing each other are kissing each other. You just got to get out of there. But if a guy doesn't kiss his sister after her chuppah, she's going to be mortified and horrified, and it's going to be terrible. She's going to hate him for it. So Rav Menashe Klein was asked that shaila, and he said, look, Gadol kavod abrios dochalos haseisha b'tara. So especially over here, where it might not even be an issur d'rabbanan, it's just a davar maguna, might not even be an issur mid'rabbanan, the kavod abrios of your sister could be docha. And then he says, but you should really just explain to her you don't do this anymore, and that would be the best way out. And then at the end he says, but if you can't, better left unsaid, you know, dot, dot, dot. Which means, you know, he just didn't want to say it. But if you can't, then you can. Then he thinks, if you can't explain it, he thinks you can kiss her. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, Nebnezer Chel Dal Tzim Samach Gimel, where there was a girl who used to hug her brother once in a while or something, and people wanted to stop the shidduch. That what a maisa pritzus, how could she do this? So Rav Moshe has such a strong lashon, he says, those kanoim who want to stop this shidduch, cancel this shidduch because a girl hugs her brother, are not kanoim l'shem shemayim, and they're risking violations of anas devarim. And just like you have to ask shailas and kashrus and nida and everything else, and Shabbos, you have to ask shailas in terms of tochcha also. And you're going to give a tochcha like this? Who did you ask the shaila to? He gets very upset about this. But Rav Moshe, Nebenezer, Chelik Dalet, Simon Samach Gimel, says that the only limud schus he could think of is if a person is very, very old. And maybe if a person is very old, that then you could say, Doma, like, sure, that the person is like a beam to me and I don't feel any sense of taiva whatsoever. But he doesn't like that. He rejects that. He says, no one can really honestly fully say that 100% nowadays. So he's not comfortable with that, but that's another possible tzad lahakel, limud zchus, Rav Moshe has. The final tzad lahakel is in this Shalos Tshuvos B'nei Banim. He has a 5-6 page tshuva on this topic where he tries to come up with a tzad lahakel, and he basically says, you know, we don't really paskin like the Rambam. It says in Shulchan Aruch exactly like the Rambam. He says, but if you look in the Rambam in the Perashim Shnayis, it's very clear that the Rambam holds, it's unbelievable because it is very clear, that the Rambam holds that once a girl is past the age of 12, her father is not allowed to hug her either, according to the Rambam. Now, the Rambam doesn't say that explicitly in Mishnah Torah, and the words of the Rambam could be understood one way or the other in Mishnah Torah, but in Perashim Shnayis, he's explicit. Do you know anyone who holds that way? He says, no one paskins that way. So apparently we don't paskin like the Rambam. So how do we understand the Gemara with Ula kissing his sister? So he says there are other options of how to understand the Gemara. The Ramban has a totally different understanding of that Gemara. The Ramban seems to assume that at the level of Damiel of Kikshura, that level is obtainable in regards to your relatives. That level of being that the person is just like a beam, that's an obtainable level for regular people in regards to their relatives. So if that's the case, then maybe we can have such a heter, according to the Ramban. And he has a whole limud within Tosos also, that maybe we could have a heter within Tosos. So he says, we don't pass like that Rambam. So maybe you could be somich on the Ramban and rely on that to kiss your great aunt or whatever if it's a situation like that. But he says, and they all say this, even those who come up with these Stadim Lahakel, these are kulas to be used if there's no other option and only once in a while. If it's going to be a consistent thing, where every day when you leave the house, you have to kiss your sister and your Aunt Sadie, no, that's no good. It can't be something that's each and every day. It has to be something or even consistently. It has to be something once in a long while, it's going to come up, so maybe there's makom to be somich, they want a taina. Even the biggest mekilim go that far. If it's going to be something that's consistent, so you have to be able to explain to people, look, I don't do this. This is not the way we act. This is not my hanhaga anymore. And hopefully they'll eventually learn to respect it.